Okay, so we were on Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The last thing we ended on is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. If an ohel which it comes about on its own, which is not made specifically for the purpose of creating shelter, if that is an ohel for the purposes of Tumas Meis, Rabbi Chachamim says yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. And the reason why. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that he holds that there is a clear shava from of ohel oho from the Mishkan. The Tasuk says about Tumas Meis, Zoisa Torah Adam Ki Yemus Ohel. This is the law when a person dies in, if a person let's say dies in a shelter. And the next one says, Vayefreshes Ohel Ala Mishkan. He placed the shelter right over the Mishkan. That tells us that it has to be purposive. A shelter has to be built for that purpose. If it's not, then it is in fact not a shelter halachically. Okay. So then Gemara says, Verabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this limud? Oh, well, oh, Reba. So the pasuk says, more than once in the parasha which gives us the laws of Tumas Meis, and therefore this comes to teach us that any ohel, any shelter will convey Tumas Meis, not just a shelter which is built for that purpose, which is built for the purpose of shelter, right? But Sarah Yehuda call Oel Sheino Asubi De Adam Eino Oel. Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that any shelter which is not made for the purpose of being a shelter is not in fact a shelter halachically and cannot convey Tumas Meis, cannot cause somebody to become Tomei if he's there in that, if he's under that shelter along with a dead body? Veraminu, didn't we? Don't we have rights that contradicts this? Chatzeres Ayub Nuyus Yerushalayim Al Gabei Asela. V'tachtehem chalal mipnei kevrat ha'im. So there were chaseiros, there were yads, right, that were built in Yerushalayim on rock, and underneath there was a big gap because of kevrat ha'im. They built caverns underneath Yerushalayim for the purpose of creating an ohel lameis. That way, the tumma doesn't just go up. The origin of this halacha is that when a tumma is in an ohel, then it is restricted to that ohel, and the only place it can go is out through an exit. When tumma is not an ohel, when it's just buried outside, so then when we say tumma bekas ve'la bekas ve'yoredes, the tumma will simply go up ad infinitum, will go down for infinity, and therefore, what they did was they would actually deliberately create an ohel underneath the chatzeros in Yerushalayim. That way, the tumah would be restricted to an ohel and would not even extend to above the ground where people were walking, making them tamei meis. In Yerushalayim, it's obviously a big problem. Umevi'in nashim ubarais ve'yolda sham. Right? And they would bring the women for the purpose of giving birth to children who would then fill the water for that parastatus. Basically, the background on that is another halacha, right? We have a halacha in Para that the Kohen who actually shech the paraduma, who conducts the ceremony, or the korban, maybe it's korban, maybe it's not, machlik is shown him, that kohen can be what's called a tful yom. That means he could have become tamin, gone to mikvah, but not yet had the sun set to get rid of his tumma entirely. Such tumma is possible for the purpose of korban, it's possible for the purpose of eating truma, it's good enough for paraduma. The Tzdukim did not acknowledge this halacha. The Tzdukim thought the Kohen had to be Tahor Lagamre. So, to prove the Tzdukim wrong, so to speak, what they would do is every single Kohen that was going to do the Paraduma, they would touch him with something Tameh and then send him to Mikvah. And then immediately he would check the Parah while he was still a Tful Yom before the sunset. Okay? So, because they were, so to speak, Mezalzel and Tumah, they were so not careful about Tumma with Paraduma with regard to the Kohen, they became super careful about Paraduma without about Tumma with Paraduma for every other thing. So, one of the things they did was they would only pick children who are unable to, basically unaware of what's going on, fill a kli with water for the purposes of Paraduma, because that way, it's in the case of Safek, it's Valei Tohor. It would be Tohor even if they didn't do that for other reasons, but this will make sure everything is even more Tohor, right? And these children that they used, were born in Yerushalayim in these Chatzirus, which were on top of these large caverns they made because of Tumas Meis. That way there could never be even the slightest chashash that these children had ever had Tumas Meis. This is, again, unnecessary. The reason why we do it is because we are so not careful about Tumah with regards to Kohen for Paraduma. So because, and since it really would be done, it would really would be possible if it was done with real Tumah, not with Tulyom. So we are very, very, very careful about Tumah in every other respect of the Paraduma, far more than we really need to be. Right? And they would raise their children there again. Right? They would raise their children, they would give birth to their children, and raise their children there for the purpose of Paraduma. And when they brought the Shvarim, when they wanted to bring the water for the Paraduma from the Me'a Shiloach, so they would do it on a shore, again, because the shore is not a Kabbal Tumah, and the shore would be brought into Yerushalayim on top of a door. That way any Tumah would be trapped under the door and wouldn't affect the shore, even though Tumah can't affect the shore. Right? And these tinokos, these babies would, these children would sit on top of, on the backs of the shore, of the top of these oxen, or these bulls, right? Verkosa shall even be them, and they would only use cups made from stone. Again, because cups made from stone are not susceptible to becoming tummy. Higiu l'shiloach. So they would get to the Me'a Shiloach, which is the rib, one of the feeders, which is one of the streams that comes near Yerushalayim. It was used in ancient times for water for Yerushalayim. Yardu l'soich ha'mayim u'mila'um v'yashvulayim. They would go down to the river, they would fill their stone cup with water, and then they would come back to these oxen. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mimkoyo hayam meshal shel memale. Rabbi Yossi said, and then they would not, in fact, they would have the stone cup basically on the end of a rope, and they would lower it down into the river, and they would fill it up that way. Okay. Mipnei kevrat hamayim. Once again, because you don't want the children to get off the backs of these oxen, which are on top of the doors at all, because if they do, then they might come across a grave which has been forgotten about, which is not known, and then they might become tummy meis because the tumah is trapped within that grave. It does not have an oil around it, and therefore it can go up all the way up to shemayim, and it will affect anybody who's walking directly over it. Vesanya, we have a brayser. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loi Hayu Mevin Lasos El Hashvarim, and Rabbi Yehuda has a brayser, has an opinion that they would not bring these doors, right? They would only bring the oxen. Veha Shvarim. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that an ohel, a shelter which is not made for that purpose, is not in fact a shelter? And if it's not a shelter, not only will it not make things underneath a tummy if it shades over that thing plus a dead body, it would also not prevent the tumas meis from passing through all the way through. So according to this, Rabbi Yehuda should have really necessitated these doors because they are done for the purpose of shelter. He should not have been thought that these oxen were sufficient because they are obviously, an ox is not made for the purpose of shelter, right? It's just being used so for that in this particular case, right? And therefore, Tumah would actually go all the way through it and affect the children on top of it, theoretically. Shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda be worried that this is an ohel she'ino asu l'shem? Oh, this is not an ohel of shelter that was not made for the purpose of shelter, and therefore it will not prevent the Tumah from passing through. Okay, so Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Elazar made Rabbi Yehuda Kimlai Egroif. So Rabbi Yehuda, he's a Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. No, Rabbi Yehuda is Moida. He acknowledges that if an ohel was bigger than a fist, then if a shelter is bigger than a fist, then in fact it doesn't need to be made for the purpose of shelter to bring the tumah. The entire machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chamim is about if the shelter is smaller or the same size, or let's say smaller than a fist. In such a case, then Chamim would say that it is still capable of bringing tumah onto whatever is underneath it, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is in fact not. No, when we're saying that shelter which is the side of the fist which is capable of bringing tumah, a shelter which is less than a tefach al tefach al rum tefach, a tefach which is less than a tefach cubed, is in fact obviously incapable of bringing tumah. Therefore, what we are talking about is Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if a shelter is the minimal possible size, right, the size of a fist, that's the size, that's a tefach, a tefach, or a tefach, then it is the minimal possible size to bring tumah at all. That it needs to be made for that purpose to be able to bring tumah. If it is not the minimal size that a shelter can possibly be to bring tumah, then already it will. It need not be made specifically for that purpose. It can be made for something else, and it'll still bring the tumah. Tanya Nami Hachi. There is a brayso which also says there's Moed Rabbi Yehuda b'shkifin uvenekike haslein. Says, and doesn't Rabbi Yehuda acknowledge that we have a brayso which says this? That he acknowledges that if you have basically a boulder that falls out of the roof of a cave, that will consider be an ohel, that will be an ohel tumah, right? Even though it's not made for that purpose, but it's quite large. Or any other hole in a rock which forms an ohel, Rabbi Yehuda will acknowledge that it's an ohel tumah. Why? Because it's quite large. It's not a tefach al tefach al rum tefach. Okay, so Vari Deles, the Yesh Bakama Grafin Ksani Rav Yehuda Mer Loi Hayu Mevin Gzotzeis Ela Shvarim. Right, but in that case, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda want them to bring the doors? Why does he want them to only bring the oxen? Shouldn't he say that doors? Okay, the doors are not a classic shelter, but shouldn't he say that they're a wonderful way to prevent the tumah from coming through to touch the children? So Amar Rabbi says, no, Loi Hutzrechul Na Habid Lotzeis. Rabbi says, no, the point that he's making is they don't really need to bring the doors. In other words, all of these crazy chumras that we have to maintain the tara of the person who's bringing the waters that we're going to sprinkle the para doma ashes into, so Rabbi Yehuda has like one less of them, because he says, Adkan, we don't need so many chumras with regard to this, it's enough. Right, we don't need oxen walking on top of doors, we just need the oxen. Rava, Amarava said, Le'imivin glossais kol ikar shemipnesha daitai shel tino gasa alav shema yoitzi roishoi oi echan mi'evarov vitama. So Rava says no. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda thinks we don't bring a door is not really about hilchas tumah tahara. It's a point about human nature. Rabbi Yehuda understands that if a child is riding on an ox which is being carried on a door, then he is going to stick his head out over it to see what's underneath the door. It's very interesting, right? And in such a case, his head will not be sheltered from any tumah which is coming up. And therefore, there is a worry that in such a case, a grave may be underneath where his head is passing, and then may make him tamei. For that purpose, right, we do not have these oxen on the doors. But even though that might have been a little bit better from the perspective of tumah and tahara, it'll cause ultimately a problem because the children will be too curious about what's underneath the doors, and they will stick out their heads to look. And in such a case, they may become tamei.